25th year of Pesach and continued.
But suppose he didn't eat, he can eat it after that too. And with Raisei, he can lechatchila eat until the Beikia. Masha'ike, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so with Raisei, it's nechal. Only till Chatzeis. If he's chayv koves, mutar shi koshel misapsuli, ma'ez manach lo shi lech lachatzeis, mi sheichel ad ha-Beikia, v'yoveyu lidei koves, v'yoveyu lidei koves. So from the Ashbam Sloshi, it's mashmai big chidesh, he says, So it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashbam that with the according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so it acquires the Shem Neiser at Chatzeis with the Reis, not only Mirabon. Because we could explain the Gemara when the Gemara says HaPesach HaChatzeis Mitameis Yadayim Al Mechatzeis Havali Neiser, not that Midrais is Neiser at Chatzeis, but Midrabon. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Midrais it is Nechal after Chatzeis, and is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lochlas HaMosavolase after Chatzeis, so Memele even Midrabon only doesn't have Shem Neiser. Because he is allowed to. Rabbi Akiva is also made that with Rabbanon he should eat the Pesach before Chatzeis. So that's the same Rabbanon that applies to all Kochim. It's the same Rabbanon that the Chachomim are misakin like Kriyashma. So suppose he didn't eat the Kochim before Chatzeis, so he can eat it after Chatzeis. Masha'in can call it Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that midraise that the Zman Achille is Chatzeis. He is not allowed to eat it after Chatzeis. So b'meile mitrachachomim or misakei that it should acquire is shem neiser at Chatzeis, but only with Rabbanon. But with Raisei it becomes neiser only in the morning. Why? Because the Torah says in so many words that lo yisusiru mimenu ad beikea v'neiser mimenu ad beikea v'eish yisrael. So the Torah says in so many words that when does it become neiser? Only in the morning. But the Zman Achille is only at Chatzeis. But Neiser, it becomes only in the morning. And that's implicit in the posik of Lissiru Menu Ad Beikea Va Neiser Menu Ad Beikea Va Yishtis Reif. So, this is how we have to explain the Gemara. But from the Rashbam, it's not mashma like that. The Rashbam has the kashe. Vahaydech Ziv Lissiru Menu Ad Beikea. If the Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara had been that when the Gemara says Alam Chatzeis Avolin Neiser, it means Neiser mit Rabbonon, so Meila it's Mitameis Yadayim, but mit Reise it's not Neiser. Why isn't it mit Reise Neiser? Because the Torah says. So it acquires a Shem Neiser only in the morning. So then the Rashbam should say, "V'hai dechzivu yisir menat beiker." So also Ashminon de lehaben neiser at beiker. Why does the Rashbam say lisreifo say that beiker la vasreifo? So it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashbam. No, that neiser it acquires a Shem Neiser on the reise at chatzeis. But the mitzvah of sreife. The mitzvah of Sreife, that's only in the morning, but it acquires a shemitzah. Now, the Tisefta in Psochim says, as follows, HaPesach in Nechal Elo at Chatzeis, V'in Chayev Ol Elo Mishum Neiser Elo Min Abeik Elo Mayim. That's the Lashon of Tisefta. So it's mashma, that that's according to Rabbi Zalman Azari, because according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's Nechol Kolalayim. So the Tosefta is expressive of Rabbi Zalman Azari in Nechol Al Chatzeis, and then it says Mechayim Shneiser Elom Nabeke. So it's a raya that even according to Rabbi Zalman Azari, it doesn't become Neiser Midrayse only in the morning. Why? That's the pshat in the posik. With the Sirom Menu Ad Beker, but Neiser Menu Ad Beker Meish Tisrei. So this is what my father says. Now, how will the Rashbam explain that Tosefta? From Rashbam, it's mashma that according to Rabbi Zalman Azari, it requires Hashem Neiser Et chateis. So what do we do with the Tosefta? So my father says that the Rashbam apparently will have to say that this Tosefta is expressive not of Rabbi Zalman Azari, but of Rabbi Akiva. So if it's expressive of Rabbi Akiva, so why does it say HaPesach Enechol Et chateis? Because Midrabonon, there is a aloche that you cannot eat. You are mechuyev to eat before chatzis, but as far as that the rabbon is concerned, suppose he didn't eat it before chatzis, so he's mechuyev to eat it after chatzis. So this is the pshat according to Rashbam. That's the pshat in the sefte. Lechatchila, he should see to it that it should be nechal at chatzis. The loshon of the sefte is haPesach in nechal elo at chatzis. So it's mashma that suppose he didn't eat it before chatzis, then he doesn't eat it. Period. So it couldn't be like Rabbi Akiva. He couldn't eat it like that. It couldn't be like that. But the Rashbam will have to explain that he said that way. Now, the Eir Zeruah, my father mentions the Eir Zeruah. The Eir Zeruah in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, I think. So he mentions that he said HaPesach Ninecha Elo Ad Chatzeis V'Nechayev Olo Mishim Beiseh Lacha Chatzeis Olo Na Beikeh. So the Yozua says, "Hai Tosefta alibi de Rabbi Zalman Azari yikoni." So the Yozua says in so many words what my father says that even according to Rabbi Zalman Azari, so he doesn't become nicer until the next morning, and that's the pshat in the posik, the plain pshat in the posik. Now, but the Gemara says, the Mishnah says here, HaPesach HaChatzis Mitames Yadayim, and the Gemara says in regard to that, Alma Mechatzis Avon Neisea, so we have to say that the Pshat is, it's Neisam Rabbanon. So why is it Neisam Rabbanon? Because it cannot be eaten after Chatzis. Now, why couldn't it be eaten? Insofar, my father said as follows, that actually, Pesach has both halachas. First of all, Pesach is kochim kal. So, memele, achilas psochim involves a mitzvah of achilas shor kochim kal. Like every, when one eats kochim kalim, he's mikayim a mitzvah. So, vachaltem, the posik. So, Meister Goncho, and in that posik is mentioned also Shlomim. So there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah when one eats kochim kal, and then there is a special mitzvah of Yochlas Abosu Malala Zeh. Yochlas Abosu Malala Zeh. Now, in order to become Neiser, so then when does a korban become Neiser? If the zman of achilling the hefze has already elapsed, let's say so, that certain kochim that are holding the yim v'laylo, so then after the yim v'laylo, so it is nice. Let's say teido. So teido is nechol yim v'laylo. So the zman of yim v'laylo in teido is a zman in the hefze of the kol. Shlomim is nechol yim v'shnei yom v'laylo echot. So it's a zman in the hefze. Masha'in came the ochles abosa balayla hazeh is not his man in the hefze, it's in the gavre. The gavre is mechuyev like mark v'horaye that according to Rabbi Zalman Azari, so matzah also can be fulfilled only before chatzis, after chatzis not. Matzah, it's not shaykh to say it's man in the hefze. In kochim, is shaykh to say zman in the hefze lishnei yomim so de akotchim de talcholim shnei yomim vayla echot de akotchim de talcholim liyim laiwa echot but imatze it's not shaykh to say zman de hefze and since so the zman of chatzei is a conference of azaye is not a zman in the hefze in the hefze of korban but in the chiyuv of the gavre if it had been a zman de hefze so it couldn't apply to matze. And the Gemara says, "Och matzvim maase, even bis maase, acha chateis lechabelas maaseil yosir chavose." There is so we see that the chateis is a zman in the chiyuv of the gav in the ochlas avos of laase. So mimele when one eats, so the question arises: since achilas psochi involves two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of achilas kochim kal, achilas kochim kal. Like Shlom, and the mitzvah of Achol Sabos Abalazeh, and this man of Chatzeis relates only to the mitzvah of Achol Sabos Abalazeh. So let's say according to Rabbi Nazareh, if he didn't eat the Pesach before Chatzeis, so why does Rabbi Nazareh say that he cannot eat it after Chatzeis? True, mitzad the mitzvah of Ochlus Abos Abalazeh, he couldn't eat it. But let him eat it, let him be mechuyev to eat it. Mitzad the mitzvah of kochim. Mitzad the mitzvah of kochim. So the Yosemeyach says, it couldn't be like that. I mean, this Gemara is contrary to it. Even if it's midrabbonon, so it's still contrary to it. The Yosemeyach says that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if one didn't eat a korban Pesach before Chatzeis, so he's mechuyev to eat it l'achar Chatzeis, and because of the same wonders, because neiser he doesn't become until the next morning, which is siru menat beikah, and that's mentioned the connection of korban Pesach. Vaneiser menat beikah. So since he doesn't become neiser, so he's mechuyev to eat it mitzad the mitzvah of achilas kochim. Achilas kochim kalim, achilas kochim in general. So this is what the Yosemite says. But we see from this Gemara not like that. Alma mechatzeis havel neiser. So true, the pshat is it's neiser the rabbonon. But if he's mechuyev to eat it after chatzeis, why should a chachomim give it a din of neiser if he's mechuyev with reise to eat it mitzad achilas kochim? So my father says that Enoch Name, that even though he doesn't come Nisar until the next morning, but he's not allowed, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to eat it after Chatzeis. Why? Because there is a Nisar Eseh. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Balayla Hazeh means that Chatzeis. So that implies a Nisar Eseh. In other words, in the Gavre too, as far as the Chefzi is concerned, so it's like... So this manachil in the Hefze is until Beikah, but it's an Isares in the Gavre. The Ochlus Abosah B'Layla Hazeh. So that means that after the Laila, he's not allowed to eat it. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so B'Layla Hazeh means Chatzeis. So he's also, since he's also to eat it, so Memele the Chachomim conferred on it a Shem Neisa. But in Echaname, he's not allowed to eat it. But it's only because of an Isares in the Gavre. But as far as this man in the Hefti is concerned, so when does it become Neiser? It only becomes Neiser in the morning. And the Yozorua says it in so many words. Now, tasteless in Broches, Dafte says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yeim ve'yanem akam b'layla hazeh. V'im teim ahichem otzol emeim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at chatzeis v'aksiv v'isisir omenu ad beikia dimashma ad beikia mi yem otzol ochlei the Rashbam's kashe. So the Rashbam gives a teretz ad beikia means reife is required ad beikia. But neiser it's mashma it becomes mit reise even before beikia. V'yesh leima dimotzol emeim ad horikoma luisasu dovo sheyobe lidi neiser ad beikia shim lo yeinech alat chatzeis לא יסוחה לא איכלי ולא יסי יפי בלילו כי דאמרינם ביהם את הסי יפי ואת הסי יפי בלילו ואם כן ישוי רת הבקי. So thesis doesn't make sense, but according to what my father says, this is the pshat in thesis. Thesis says, in other words, Enoch Naame Neiser becomes in the morning. So the Torah says, לא יסיום מנת בקיה, so the Torah doesn't mean, לא יסיום מנת בקיה, you have to eat it, לכל הפוחס a minute before בקיה. You have to eat it before Chatzeis. Because if you don't eat it before Chatzeis and after Chatzeis, you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it because the ochlu es abosa b'layla azeh. So melee in the morning it will become, if he doesn't eat it before Chatzeis, so it will unavoidably become neiser in the morning. Because if there had been no iser of eating it after Chatzeis, then he would have an eitzeh. As the Yosemeyach says, he will even be kind of mitzvah if he eats it after Chatzeis. But not the mitzvah of Pesach, but the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim. No, but there is a Nisah. V'ochlas ha-mosob al-azem, al-azem is not Chatzeis. So after Chatzeis, he's not allowed to eat it. So Mimele, by not eating it before Chatzeis, he'll unavoidably be able to label the Silman al-Beikah, and at Boikah, he'll be able to... So it will become this. All right.
26 shir in Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim.
This is where we left off. Ochatzib is maze, omarov. Ochum atzib is maze, achachatzeis, rabbezim nazar, yomiyotu yechavosim. Pshite. Wir reden die Iskash mit Pesach, die Pesach dann. Das ist heckisch. Aber Matze ist im Willen nicht nur. So, Matze hat the same thing like Pesach. And the Kornich Abbas Nazarie, Pesach is only Nechal. Ad Chatzei, so we know Matze also. Is only Nechal Ad Chatzei. And we know Matze is the same Aloch Ekwad. Mau di Teim, wo ab Kikrome Keishe, I would say, that the Torah accepted it from the heckisch. מה זה? כל משהו לא. יחי עד וקרויר לבילסה כמה יסעד. Now, the Rashbam here is very marich. It's very strange for Rashbam. The Rashbam is pshat. But the Rach says, it's very simple. Omar Rok, Och Matzel Nazer Lach Ratzeis, Lachabuz Nazar, Lachabuz Lachabuz Matzel Pshite, Kim Diskes Lepesach, Shemar Matzel Tovlerim Yichu, Ki Pesach Dome. So mau di tein ab ki krome ki ishe di Pesach shenema b'yar eftichu matze. So I would say since there is a posik, now this is based upon the more that kufres on dalat where Rope says that matze gizmaze is the rice. Why b'yar eftichu matze? So then the more says tayin kavos in Rope shizis yom eftichu matze v'ashvi atzeres al shem rikecho mashvi rishutz. Because it says Vayim Ashvi Atzer Shem Kecho, but Teichu Matzis it doesn't say. Avshi Yisyon Rishus. My time I'm Dor Shei Bechlau, because Shem Ashvi is Dor Shei Bechlau. V'yotzu Mekau L'Lamid L'Lam Pas V'yotzu 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 So I would say Vayim Rishin Ol Kail Ol Rishin Ol Talmud Leim Al Matzis Om Reven Yechlu Eilu Yelo Bizman Shei Bizamim Bishkayom Bizman Shei Bizamim Bishkayom How do I know that Vayim Rishin is Mechivo? Talmudim of Erev Tichu Matzis, Hakosef Korechei. So here the Gemara says, as a Raya to Rabbe, that even though we have the Droshe of Mashvi Rishus, Afshi Yis Yom Rishus, but Lailo Rishen is not Nichlau in the Sheish Yis Yom Rishus. Sheish Yis Yom Rishus except Lailo Rishen. Lailo Rishen is a Chayvo. Lailo Rishen, so Bisman Bisham Bidrosh, Lailo Rishen is a Chayvo, because of the Potsik Amatzim Rehu Yachlu, how do I know that even Bisman Azek, when there is no Pesach, so Lailo Rishen is Rishus, that's the posik of the Erev Tichu Matzis. So the Rach says, Mao the Teir. The more is the Kash. It's a pshites that Matzah is Mazah HaChatzeis, the Rabbez Mazahye, is what you're talking about say, because of the Hekesh of our Matzah of Erev Yechu. So the more says, Mao the Teir, 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 So which posik is accepted from the Hekesh of how much is Morel Nichu Bizman Azeh. The Pasik of the Erev Tichu Matzis. Of the Erev Tichu Matzis. So I could argue that when two there is a Hekesh, two there is a Hekesh of how much is Morel Nichu, that Pesach is Ukaz, that Matzis is Ukaz Pesach, but we have the Pasik of the Erev Tichu Matzis, which according to the Gemara of Kufrop Amdala, it has reference to Zman Azeh. So the posik of Erev Tichu Matzis, which has reference to Zman Azeh, to a certain extent, negates the Hekesh, not completely. mean, the hekesh of Matzis and Neil Yechlu remains effective in connection with my advice, but it accepts it from the hekesh. The posit of Be'er Pichu Matzis accepts, excludes Matzis from the hekesh, Bismarazet. In other words, so Bismar Abayis, there is a hekesh of Matzis Mreel Yechlu, so Neil Achachatzis. You cannot be fulfilled the mitzvah of Pesach, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah either. But Bismar Azeh, there is a posik of Be'er Avtecho Matzahis, so that takes it out. This is a Zakoso of Be'er Avtecho Matzahis, accepts it, it takes it out from the hekesh of Ma'o Matzahis of Yechlu. And Bismar Azeh, so the hekesh doesn't apply to Bismar Azeh. The hekesh applies only to Bismar Abayis. But it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. So maybe with Zman Hazeh, the hekesh of a matzah chayim yechlu doesn't apply, so you should be able to be yetzer. The mitzvah of matzah, even according to Zman Hazeh, kol alayla. This is how Rav Nachman will explain it. Kaleima, ma'ur teima afki kome kesh de Pesach. It is excluded from, it is accepted from the hekesh of matzah chayim yechlu. Which posik he accepts it, excludes it, from the hekesh of Be'er of Matzah Yechlu, the posik of Be'er of Tichu Matzis. So Be'er of Tichu Matzis is reference to Zman Hazeh. So that tells us that we don't apply Bizman Hazeh the Gzeres Shoveh of Al Matzis Umreinu Yechlu. So Mimele, the Zman of Chatzis, which is mentioned Ligabe Kom Pesach, but it doesn't apply to Matzah Bizman Hazeh. Kom Mashmelon. Even though Be'er Avtecho Matzis tells us that there is a chiyuv b'zman matzah, even though there is no Pesach, but the hekesh of matzah zemri yechlu applies to the zman of matzah, even b'zman hazeh. So the pshat in the Gemara is very simple according to Rabbi Hanan, but the Rashbam is very marich here and makes it very strange, the whole Gemara. Ma'uri teime, afki, rachmone lechives matzeh b'layla rishin mekeshe. The Torah accepted it from excluded the chives matzeh in layla rishin from the hekesh of al matzeh sembeh yichlu. Mekeshe da'akshe rachmone ki Pesach. B'hayt ro, dal matzeh sembeh yichlu. Ve'afke, so whereas the Rabbi Nachman says, "Avas v'achlo v'afki rachmone b'haykro sheishes yomim teichu matzis uvayim mashvi mashvi rishus av sheishes yomim rishus v'vayim lo rishin name b'mashv." Alme, now the Gemara said, "Daf kufrova mudale av sheishes yomim rishus yochel afvayim lo rishin rishus tamli matzim v'em yechlu." So sheishes yomim rishus, but not vayim lo rishin. So he says, I could say, we could say, v'laylo rishin name b'mashma. Alme, af kur rachmono me'keishe, dal matzis umreirin, l'cheves matzis laylo rishin, ve'ik ma'arishus. So what is this al-kadaitoch according to Rashbam Shad? It's very strange Shad. In other words, that the chidesh of Rabbi is that I don't say that afki rachmono, that the Torah excluded it from the hekesh of al matzis umreirin yichlu bizman hazeh, and in other words, I could say that the Torah was mafkia the hekesh, excluded, accepted it from the hekesh of matzis umreirin. In which posik tells us, could possibly tell us that the Torah, the hekesh of al matzis umreirin yichlu doesn't apply to hazeh? So according to Rabbi Hananel, the posik of Be'er Avtecho Matzis. The Rashbam says no. The posik of Mashvir Rishus, Avsheishes Yomim Rishus. So I could possibly tell us that Avku Rachmono Michivas Matzav La Rishem Keishe. And which posik? Alme V'Avki Rachmono V'Haikro Sheishes Yomim Techo Matzis Uvayim Mashvir Rishus Avsheishes Yomim Rishus. So this posik excludes Lailo Rishin, Zman Hazeh, excludes Zman Hazeh from the Hekesh of Al Matzah Semre. It excludes it. In other words, and this pasuk tells us that when we say sheishes yomim rishus, it doesn't mean except for lailo rishni, but including lailo rishni rishus. Komashmelon, that tichiyat rekol lechives matzo lailo rishin bisman hazeh tichziber tichol matzes toachen abtul liu nilse kamayse adre lachil atchatzis ki bisman dikepes. Okay, so the komashmelon is the same as the rabbi chalal, but what's the salkedaito? If not for Rovis Chidesh. So according to Rach's Pshat, the Salkedaitoch could be that Bizman Hazeh, so he can fulfill the mitzvah of Matzeh Kol HaLayla. Because Be'erev Tichlo Matzeh is his Mavkiya Behekesh of Al Matzeh Sumreyum Yichlu, that Matzeh is the same thing like Pesach. That's only Bizman HaBayis. But Bizman Hazeh, So there is no hekesh between Pesach and Matzeh, but there is a special mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzes, and in that posik Chatzos is not mentioned. Where is Chatzos mentioned? In the posik of Matzes and Reyam Yechlu, but Bizman Hazeh, so the Rach explains, there is no hekesh of Matzes and Reyam Yechlu. So Memele, the zman of Achilas Matzes and Bizman Hazeh is Chol HaLayla. Komash Milon, that the hekesh of al matzis v'nu yachlu, the zman of Pesach, applies to matzah bizman hazeh. That's according to Chavachanadel. So according to Chavachanadel, the salkedaitoch would be, if not for all this thing, of ochu matzah bizman hazeh, I would say, I could have a salkedaitoch that is mechuyev midraise bizman hazeh to eat matzah, but he can do it kol alayim. But from the Rashbam's pshat, it appears that the salkedaitoch would be that Bizman Hazeh Lailo Rishon is Rishus, but that thing was mentioned by Rove and Daf Kufcho from Dale, not on Kufcho from the base. Kufcho from the base, Rove tells us another thing, that not that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Midrais, but he tells us that Matzah Bizman Hazeh couldn't fulfill the mitzvah after Chatzeis. So how could the Salkedaitoch? So, but according to the Rashbam, the Salkedaitoch would be, if Rome didn't tell us this thing, I could have a Salkedaitoch that after Achmone Michevas Matzeh Lailo Rishon. In which posik is after Achmone? In the posik of Shishi Yom Rishus. So I could say, I could have a Salkedaitoch that Shishi Yom Rishus includes even Lailo Rishon. That's a Rishus. It's a Rishus. It's very strange. How am I after Achmone Mekeshe Dalmatzes and Revin, the Chilis Matzel Ailo Rishin, Veit Marishus, Komash Malon, not like that, that it's not Rishus Bizman Hazeh, that it is a Chivo Bizman Hazeh, and Mimele, since it is a Chivo, so all this money of Korban Pesach apply to Matzel Bizman Hazeh. This is how the Rashbam explained. There is no Nafkimin Lidine, but in the Pshat of this, in the Salkedaitoch, there is a difference between the Rashbam's pshat and Chanan's pshat. Chanan's pshat is simpler. Now, let's see what Rashi says. That Maseiras Hashas has changed. Whenever a certain expression is put in parentheses and another expression is inserted in parentheses, so that means that he's changing the gears. Or afki kome keishe di Pesach. So what was in Rashi's text? And that Maseiras Hashas put it in parentheses. Vichsiv b'erev techo matzis. So he struck it out and he put in Sheishes Yom. In other words, so this correction by the Siris Hashas and Rashi is in line with Rashbam's Pshat, but you don't have to change it. The way it was written in Rashi's text is going that in line with Rabbi Hananel's Pshat. So it was mentioned that Daf Kufchov Amudale. That from where of the Matzes we learn out that even Bisman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayom, so Matzo is Chevo. So since we have a posik that Matzo is Chevo with Maaseh, so Mimele that excludes it from the Hekesh of Matzes Lem Yechlu. So it has nothing to do with this man of Korban Pesach. I could say like that. So Kamash. So we don't have to strike out the Be'er of the Matzes and put in Jesus Yom. The Maseiras Hashas did it in order to make it harmonize with Rashbam's Pshat. But the Rashbam Pshat is a little strange. I mean, the Ramchal Pshat is much simpler. So the way it was written in Rashi's text, so it's in line with the Ramchal Pshat. Or after Krom Ekeshe the Pesach, they've seen Be'erev Tich Lomatis. And Be'erev Tich Lomatis, according to the Morad of Kufkof and Aleph, reference to Matna Zeh. So I could say, this Pesach without Tich Lomatis is excludes, and it accepts from the Hekesh of Almatis and Reum Yechlu. And that Be'erev Tich Lomatis implies that this man is called Alaylo. So, Kamashmul had the call. True, there is a possible verity for Matzes that Tidim is Matzes when there is no Pesach, so Matzes is the Raise. But when you say Kamai is Adre, but insofar as the Zman of Dachlos Matzes is concerned, so it's Adre. So it has the same Zman as the Golden Pesach. Chatzes. Alright. So we don't have to strike it out. We actually, so the Pesach, the Chsi, the Erev Tichlo Matzes. So, now, so the question is, if we don't strike out Be'erev Tich Lomatzis, we don't put in Jesus Yomi, so what does Rashi mean? Ve'akshe be'ekeshe. Ve'akshe. Ve'av ke'ekeshe. Ve'pesach. Dich Be'erev Tich Lomatzis. No, Rashi says, where is the Hekesh? Me'ekeshe ve'pesach. So the posik of Be'erev Tich Lomatzis negates Bismanazeh, the Hekesh of Almatzis when it flew. I mean, not Bismanabayis, but Bismanazeh. And where is the Hekesh? The Hekesh is Almatzis when it flew. So apparently the Maseiros HaShas struck out Be'erev Tich Lomatzis and put in Sheishes Yomim because of the expression Be'akshe Be'akeshe Almatzis when it flew. But actually you have to say that. Or Afki Krom Hekesh LePesach. So that Hekesh is negated. The Hekesh of Almatzim Rei Mechlu is negated. In which posik negates the Hekesh of Almatzim Rei Mechlu? The Be'erev Tich Lomatzis. Where is the Hekesh? That I could have myself right off that this Hekesh, Bismar said that Hekesh doesn't apply. So where is the Hekesh? The actual Hekesh of Almatzim Rei Mechlu. Komash V'lon, now here we do have to rectify. Komash V'lon, Dich'at Beko, Shivas Yom Tich Lomatzis, so here he corrected it. Be'erev Tich Lomatzis. And here it's necessary to correct it, to put in Be'erev Tich Lomatzis. Limil Sekamai Zadre. Lamid Motema Pesach Lechlat Chazis. But the Rashbam's pshat is strange. In other words, according to Rashbam, so the Salkat Aitoch would be. If Robert didn't tell us these things, I could have a Salkat Aitoch. That Matzav is Ma'azeh is Rishus. And when the Drosha says Mashvi Rishus, Safshisha Rishus, it means even Lailo Rishus is included in the Shisha that is Rishus. Alright. Omar Rov, Ochu Matzav is Ma'azeh, Thesis. Ochu Matzav is Ma'azeh, Yeish Beforshi, Likach Halochi. There was also some masavos that we passed in like Rabbi Nazareth, that Pesach and Matzah is nechal only at Chatzitz. Vein zerai, to perik beiz dim gila hashkechon. Sto ma'achrine, lo ika vos in titnan, ze haklau kodav shim sosi belaylo, kosh hakla laylo, asu yachilas psochich, u de lo ika Rabbi Lezer, ben Nazareth, di om achilas psochim at Chatzitz, hayne vada midarais, u bosa roche posol mecha. אבל הו, דאמרינון הקטח הלובים ואימורים את חצייס, כי דאמרינון בריש פרוחס, לא יהבה אלו מדרבון. So when he say הקטח הלובים ואימור, is את חצייס, so לא יהבה אלו מדרבון. אפילו לרב לזה בנזאי, משום הוכה, מי כיף להקטיה, את חצייס, לא יניפסו בכך. דו מנתר או יקשיר עם הדבי כך. וחכמים לא עושים סיוג לדובו, לא ביום לבייס הפסול כדי מהזמן. So two things they say. So number one case they say that according to Rabbi Zabaz Azariye, so of course, after Chatzis, you cannot be mitayim the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, naturally. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Chachomim of Rabbi Zabaz Azariye, who say that Pesach is nechal midaraisei kol alaylo, but midarabonon, you are supposed to eat the Pesach before Chatzis, as is your. And he mentions the Mishneh, the Mishnah in Broches. Now Rashi there in Broches says, now Tesis mentions the Mishnah of Hekta Chalovim Veimoy. So that means that according to Tesis, Ligabi Hekta Chalovim, there is also in the Rabbanon that one should not be maktir the Chalovim that the Eimorim of Kabones Hekta Chatzis, but he has to do it Daf Tekilim Chatzis. But Rashi in Broches, that they says that this the Rabbanon of Siog applies to Kriya Shema, but it doesn't apply to Hekta Chalovim Veimoy. It doesn't apply to Hekta Chalovim Veimoy. And according to Rashi, Rashi says, Vekta Halomim, Bitone Ochel Yomu Bechachomim, Ad Chatzei Sklau. Will we look at Lo Ochel, Lidi Yeshikol Adora Neigo, Ayo Pashat Alayla. So there is no Siog with Gabe Ekta Halomim. This Rashi says with Gabe Ekta Halomim. The Rashbo in Yichis Kiddushi, and Broches Daftes, says the same thing that Rashi says in connection with Ekta Halomim. He says in connection with Achila Skotchi. Achila Skotchi. So that was the Rashbo says, that there is no the Rabbanon. Let's say, all those kochim that are lechal, liyein v'layu, there are certain kabones that are lechal, liyein v'layu. So, kol ha-necholim yimecho, chatos, oshom, chivzi atzeres, munoches, v'teido, so it's necholim liyein v'layu. So most Rishayim say that there is this yog to eat it before chatzitz, not to eat it after chatzitz. But the Rashbo is the Rishma Broches Daftes says there is no siyog. You can eat it lechatchile even after chatzis. That's according to Rashi. So what Rashi says in Broches in connection with Ekta Chalovim, so the Rashbo says in connection with Achilas Kochim, those kabones that are lechuleyim velaylo. So even with Rabbonon you can eat it the whole night. You don't get to eat it before chatzis. But most Rishayim achilit am Rashi, and most Rishayim say that this the Rabbonon that the Mishnah says kol ma she'omru chachon ma'at chatzis nivotza ashala v'shachar is not limited only to Kriya Shema, but it has reference to Kriya Shema, to Rechalot Vivogin, to Achilas Kochim. So true, it's kol alayla mid'raise, but in the Rabbonon he has to do it before chatzis, as is yom. So first of all we see the tasteless Yisraelikam Rashi and Yisraelikam Rashi Boshite Daftes and Broches. Because Rashi Shite is in connection with Tech Techalovim, that even with Rabbonon you can be Mach Techalovim, Lechatchile after Chatzeitz. In other words, there is no Siyok. And Teisa Shite is that this the Rabbonon, this Yok applies to Tech Techalovim. Then we can also see that this tasteless is really the sheet of the Rashbo in Broches Daftes, because the Rashbo in Broches Daftes says that Lidabi Achilas Kochim, so even in Rabbonon you can eat Kolalaiwa. There is no Chiyuv to eat it, Kirim Chatzis, and tasteless sheet is that you have to eat it with Rabbonon, Kirim Chatzis. But tasteless says, even though there is this yog that you have to eat the Kochim, but suppose you didn't eat it, even if you were a lazy dipishaya, so you still can eat it after chatzis, and you have to eat it after chatzis. We don't say, since the chachomim were misakim, that you have to eat it, kedem chatzis, and it's yes, keyab et chachomim, lakadova mator, bishev al taise. So the mele, in case one was a pishaya and didn't eat it, kedem chatzis, so he can't eat it after chatzis. We don't say that. Now Rabbi Yehine in Broches says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim. Both Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim agree that the Zman Kriya Shema Midraise is up to Amid HaShachar, but the Chachomim say that through Midraise the Zman Kriya Shema is up to Amid HaShachar, but Midrabonon he has to say the Kriya Shema before Chatzeitz, and Rabbi Gamliel is chilek, he says, there is no siyog. So Rami Yehine says, according to the Chachomim of Rami Gamliel, that there is a siyog, so if someone was a pesheya, and he didn't read the Kriya Shema before Chatzis, so even after Chatzis he shouldn't read it, because he will not be mekayim any mitzvah. Yesh kiyav yet Chachomim lakadol matir v'sheva otayse, so the Chachomim were ikir, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of Krishme, vis-a-vis pesheya. That's Rami Yehine. So Rabbi Yehine says it according to the Chachomim of Rami Gamliel. So Mimele, by applying the same mondes two kochim, so we could say the Jos and the Chachomim were Eker, the mitzvah b'sheva otayse, vis-a-vis someone who was fisheya. So they were Eker, the mitzvah of Tver Shmaz, the same thing, they were Eker in connection with someone who was fisheya and didn't eat the kochim. That Nachorim, Rehim Balayro, let's say, didn't eat the Korm Pesach prior to Chatzis, that he shouldn't eat it after Chatzis, according to Ramiel. But the Mitzvah says no. True, there is in Rabbonon with Gabi Achlas Kochim, but suppose, and there is in Rabbonon with Gabi Achtor HaSeimerim, but suppose he wasn't Machleimer before Chatzis, so we will say Iran in Rabbonon. But, the Itroinim Sobikach, and the kochim was not nipsel b'kach, he has to eat it after. The material shir da beikah v'chachom losus shogu dovo v'ovim v'bisapsu kidim azman. Now, the Rashbam says, in explaining Rav Mazari, so he says, v'af al pi avo kiranakim v'ipolikal elu misuple, v'ludei v'hav l'neisach ad ha-beikah, v'lutam y'dayim al ha-beikah v'elech, ואף אגב ומדי נעמה אחרי לצורך מהתחצייס, כדי לכל הנכון ובלילו, רבון מודעב דאחו כי יסירה, לארך יסוד מעבירה, כדי תנם ולתם לברוכס, שמו יחל מן לאחר שעוד נשחה, וישחר את פורס, ומודב שיובי וקודשים לבי יספסו, למה יזמן אחרי לעושה. So this says in so many words, וכחום הם לא עושו סיוג מדוב לא הביא יום לבי יספסו, כדי מזמן. It's all in the Chathile, but the evidence we didn't eat before Chatzis, so he wasn't Maktir, so he has to be Maktir after Chatzis, or he has to eat it after Chatzis. But Rashbam emphasizes, Umutev Shiyoveyu Kochim Libei Sapsu, Limayt Vachlosen. In other words, so that implies that even the Eved, he cannot eat it. Because in the Eved he could eat it, so it's not Limayt Vachlosen. You see, the thesis is emphasized, Vachachomim Lo Sosyok Nidolo Nabiyom Libei Sapsu, Kedem Azman. So, and the Rashbam says, in Hanane, they were maybe kochim l'bisapsu, l'mayit v'nachlose. So, the Rashbam implies that even the Eved, you cannot eat it. Why? So it has to be based. But since Midrash says it's nechal kol alaylo, so how is it that it cannot be nechal midrabonon? So it's on the basis of Yeshkir v'chachom l'akadol matera, according to the Lomdes of Rami Yehde, that the Chachomim were ikir the Gima Mitzvah. But we have to say that it's only in connection with the Pesheya, not in connection with the Nonus, because we have a Krishna too. So if someone is a Nonus, then Rabbi Yehde is made it, that if he couldn't read Kriya Shema before Chatzis, then he should read it after Chatzis. Chachomim were only ikir in connection with the Pesheya. So in other words, so it seems that we have three shittas. The biggest maker is the Rajma. In Brochas Daftes, he says that even Chatzchile you don't have to eat the kochim that Amechol in Malayo prior to Chatzis. You can eat it Chatzchile like Chatzis. Then we have the sheet of thesis Chatzchile you're not allowed. But they have it if you didn't eat it prior to Chatzis. So we view Chachom kochim misabsu. So you should eat it after Chatzis. And Rashbam Shite is the biggest machia. That even the Eved we should not eat it. But we have to limit this being by the Rashbam to a Pesheya, not to anons, not anons. Alright. Ufere kamizbeach mikadeish, nami muchach, ho de chatzei sei sei ko, mid rabon. Ufere the Gemara says, now, so, that if, let's say, that if they eimer mishepoko mal hamizbeach, they fell down from the top of the mizbeach. So the aloch is as follows. If, let's say, it's completely cold, so then you don't return it back. You don't return it back even if it fell down, if it fell off the top of the Mizbeach before Chatzis. Before Chatzis. A void, the Mishnah is not that the void of So even if it is Klinim Chatzeis, so he should return them back. But Acha Chatzeis, he should not return them. So the Gemara has a kasha. Hichadon, if he's the Mamesh, if he's the Mamesh, in other words, it was not oxidized completely, Apil Acha Chatzeis Nam, so even Acha Chatzeis, so if it didn't turn into Geholim, so he should return it. It less be Mamesh. It was completely oxidized. So Apil Kirim Chatzeis Nam, so he should return back to the, he should return them to the top of the Mizbeach. Lo yitzricha bisrire. What does it mean? Kashu. She niskashu machmaseich. She sholto b'chulon. V'nisrifu. Elo shalui nasu pecho. Elo keitzim yivei shimei mitecho. So in other words, it wasn't completely oxidized. So it wasn't converted into pecho. But partially it was oxidized. So then it depends. If it fell off the Mizbeach, Kirim Chatzeis, he should return them. But Acha Chatzeis, so he shouldn't return them. So the aloche, that's the aloche, that Chatzeis is equal. Equal means completely, it was converted into Gehol, completely oxidized. In other words, so that's the aloche, that Chatzeis is equal. In other words, if it is intact, it was oxidized, the whole thing going, and Mizbeach, the fire didn't touch them. The fire of the Mizbeach didn't touch them. So even if it falls off, the Mizbeach, after Chatzeis, you have to put it back. But, yeah, and if it was completely oxidized, so you don't have to return them back, even if it falls off before Chatzeis. But if it was partially oxidized, if it's rire, so then it depends. Minoan and Mile, Omarav, Kosov Echod Eime, Kolalai Lo Vihiktia, Kosov Echod, Kolalai Lo Vihirim, Vihirim, so in other words, So, in other words, if it is Kedem Chatzeis, so you have to put it back to the Mizbeach Laktore. And if it is Lacha Chatzeis Nam, so the Gemara mentions the Posik, so that tends to imply that this is the Raise, that Chatzeis is equal. But Teisa says it's Rasmachte, and it's only Midrabon. Oh, so he says, that even though it wasn't completely oxidized, but only partially oxidized, so it is considered as if it is completely oxidized, completely pechomi. So that's the rabbi. But who the pirek is only came in, become a maslisin, the apesach nechlat chatzeis, rabbi was nazari, who poor my the rise of the rabbon of rabbi kibei, shame im kei my elo, perushi av the rabbon, le avu misne elo. Why do you say elo at chatzeis? Do you have a table of a hat or stone of Chatzeis? Will it on a hell? That you hear the over of the Rachomi Bloch of Chatzeis? Loi Nipsal, Veichlach Chatzeis. So that's a riot against the Rashbam. Because the Gemara is Mitaik. Since he says, Hapesach in Vechlalat Chatzeis. So that means that it accords with Rabbi Zab Nazar. So the question is, how do we know that it accords with Rabbi Zazai? Maybe it accords with Rabbonon, not Rabbi Zazai, it's Rabbi Akiva. And why does it say at Chatzeis? Because in the Rabbonon it has to be known at Chatzeis. So the Gemara says, Im Kim Mayel. So it's a Raya that according to the Rabbon, the Chachomim of Rabbi Zazai, so Chatzeis is only the Rabbonon, so the Eved, you can eat it even after Chatzeis. So it's a Raya boy. Now, but the Rashbam Shite is that even the Eved, even the Eved not. So as I said before, that the Rashbam, when the Rashbam says, Mutef Shiyaveyu Kotchen Vesapsul Vimayitz Manachilosi Shilech HaChatzeis, so the Rashbam is applying the same wonders as Rabbi Yehine applies in connection with Kriyashma. So that's, but regarding Kriyashma, Rabbi Yehine applies it only in connection with the Kesheya, not in connection with the Nonus. So if somebody was an onus and couldn't read Kriya Shema before Chatzeis, then Rabbi Meir says he can read it after Chatzeis. So since it's based upon Nakira's Dovah Natorah B'Shemot Taise, Chachomim were Eker B'Kirim HaMitzvah, so the Chachomim were only Eker in connection with the Pshiyeh, not in connection with the Enes. So Meile, when the Rashbam says, Mutev Shiyoveyu Koshu B'Sapsul, so he also has mind, a Pshiyeh, not an onus. So Meile, there it says, Elo at Chatzeis. So that means under all circumstances, not. So that means even if it's an onus not, that could only according to Rabbi Zazaria, according to Chachomim, that it's based upon Rabbanon. So how could you say Elo at Chatzeis means under all circumstances when Bishaya Beneides? No, it could only apply to Bishaya at Beneides. Right. Yam Rabbanon, I'm missing Elo. Do we look at the Chatzeis to not Chatzeis? We don't Elo. That if we go to the Rabbanon, we come in. We look at the Chatzeis. We need to sell. We look at Chatzeis. Ki mash pel kam lebrochet kam tchrishim bei meise di bolpon shon gam lir bisam nishte um kom okim kesiog di over al di chachomim im lo yochal ki dem chatzeis vorche kasim nosam im kein mayelo visu ke hanoch mano de chayse klima mano di nechal el nuyo mitzvira de chayse afanach name da chatzeis de chayse vorbe zola sani. So this is the shit all over that mid rabono you're not allowed to be maktir lacha chatzeis, you have to be maktir kinem chatzeis. And mid rabbanon you have to eat only kochin lachmicholim v'yim b'laylo, and let's say a konit rabakive pesach, so mid rabbanon you have to eat it kinim chatzeis. But the ebed, even if you are pesheya, so you have to eat it after chatzeis. Now the shita of the Rashbo in Choches is that even lechatchile, so you can eat it lach chatzeis, become pesach. Even lechatchile. So what does he do with that gemore? That the Reise Dilma with Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara gives a teretz from Shani in Kei Maya Lo, so it's a Gemara Mephoreches that even according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Zem Nazariye, with Rabbanon you have to eat the Korban Pesach, Kei Mchatzeis, so the Rajpa says, the Chedusha Rajpa Mephoreches, that then the Gemara only says, not a little MS, because the Gemara says Rabbi Zem Nazariye. So the Gemara said, "Uporich b'maydi raise b'yom b'rabon." How do you know that this mishnah is called only with Rabbi Zmazai? Maybe it represents the view of the Rabbon, and maybe the Rabbon also agreed that in the Rabbon you have to eat. Maybe the Chachom of Rabbi Zmazai also agreed that with the Rabbon you have to eat it before Chatzis. So maybe it is like that. So the Gemara is matched that he says no. He says, assuming that it is like that, first of all, it's a chiddush, but assuming it is like that, so he should not use the expression elwat chatzis. So that mishnah must accord to the Lez Mazarye. Once we come to the conclusion that it accords with the view of the Lez Mazarye, so we have no more care for this chiddush. That even according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Nazari, mid Rabboni Yafid Dat Chatzis, since there is no Mokir, so Meir Hatense, we cannot be Mechadish our own Rabbonot. If that Mishneh had the code, had represented the view of the Chachomim of Rabbi Nazari, so then there would be Rayim Luchachas from the Mishneh that even the Chachomim of Rabbi Nazari agree that mid Rabboni Yafid Dat Chatzis. But since that Mishneh must represent the view of Rabbi Nazari, so maybe we have no Rai, we have no Rai, we have a Teise. So that's the Shit is Rashi. But the Teise Shit is that with the Rabbonu you have to eat it before Chatzis, but the Ebed, even if Bishaya, you have to eat it like Chatzis, and the Rashbam Shit is that the Ebed, so even the Ebed you cannot eat it. But it's Mistaber that the Rashbam's Din applies only to Bishaya, not to us. What is the Rambam Shit? So the Rambam, now the Rambam is not clear. Now the Bris HaLevi, in Chilik Aleph, Simon HaMedalet, takes it for granted that the Shittas HaRambam is, the Tidin Devet. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Nazari. But, because of the Rabbonon, so even the Evet, if he didn't eat it, the Kom Pesach at Chatzeis, so he has to eat it, so he cannot eat it like Chatzeis. In other words, it's on the basis of Yeshkevel Chachom Lachadu Matir. And according to the Salevi's understanding of the Rambam, so the Rambam goes beyond Rabbi Yehine, because Rabbi Yehine applies that for Ligabi Pesheya, not Ligabi Nonus. And according to the Salevi's Pshat, so the Rambam applies it to everyone, Bein Pesheya, Bein Nonus. Now let's see what Lashon Rambam is. Now, the Rambam is Chelik and Rashi. Of course, the Rambam is Chelik and Rashi in Broches. And then the Rashi Bo in Broches. because the Rashi Shita in Brachos is the Tekta Chalovim can take place lechatchila even after Chatzeis, and the Rashi Bo Shita in Brachos is the Tachila Skotchim of Necholim Liyim Belailo can take place even with Rabbonon lechatchila after Chatzeis. The Chachomim didn't elect an Isiyog, and the Rambam Shita is certainly to the contrary. Now the Rambam connection to Haktoras Ivorim, Haktoras Chalovim Ivorim, so the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ma'aseh Kavonos, Haloche Beis, V'chein Ivor Yoeleis, Maktir Neisi Belaila Ad She'alam Lashachar, U'chidei Lahartchik Min HaPshiyeh, Omru Chachomim, She'im Maktir Moimechum, V'Ivor Yoeleo Elo Ad Chatzis Alayot. Chatzis Alayot. That's in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ma'aseh Kavonos. Then, in connection with Achila Skotchim, Perikyut Milchas Ma'aseh Kavonos, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Kol Eilu HaNecholim Liyim V'Lailo Din Tere She'im Necholim Ad She'yale Amad HaShach U'Chidei Lahartrik Na'Veiro Omru Chachomim She'im Necholim Elo Ad Chatzis Alayim V'Gabi Achir. So it's contrary to the Rashbo. But what does the Rambam mean? U'Chidei Lahartrik Na'Veiro Omru Chachomim She'im Necholim Elo Ad Chatzis Alayim Elo Ad Chatzis Alayim. So since the Rambam uses the expression Elo, and the same expression that is mentioned there in Zvochim, in Nechla of Chatzeis, and so the Bisalevi says that he means that even the Eved, he cannot bear it. That's what he says. And then the Rambam in Kom Pesach, per Kom Pesach, Haloche Tesvob, the Rambam says, Kvo bi'arba bikama mikemeis, shina pesach nechal elo at chatzeis, ki dilaharchik min aveir. Again, so the Bisalevi, in Chirikal of Simon Dalet says, the Shittas Rambam is like the Rashba. In other words, that even the Eved, it too, the Rambam paskins, like the Chachomim of Kabbalah Nazarie, but there is the Rabbonon, Isyog, that he has to eat it before Chatzeis, so even the Eved, he can eat. Chachomim Morei, alright, this is how the Bisalevi understands the Rambam. The Hashulchan Osi in Hilchos Kom Pesach, so he mentions the Shittas Rambam, and then he says that Poshetu, that the Rambam means, that the Rambam says, Shin Nechal, Shin HaPesach Nechal, at Chatzeis, he means Lechatchile Bo Dievet. If he didn't eat it before Chatzeis, so he shouldn't then after Chatzeis. So he might, otherwise, so there is no real deal from the Shittas Rambam. But we have three Shittas. We have the Shitta of the Rashbo, that even Chathchila it's Mutar to eat it like Chatzeis. And we have the Shitta of Teis, it's Chathchila not, but then it's Mutar, even if he was a Pesheyah. And we have the Shitta of the Rashbam, and probably the Rashbam only applies it to a Pesheyah, not an Eitz, because that would be too much of a thing. Too much of a thing. All right. A people vanisa mitame esedai. Rabune ve rabchiz. Chadoma mishmuchshod ikone. Ve chadoma mishmaat ikone. Chadoma kazayis ve chadoma kedeis. Chatone a people. Ve chatone anis. So the one who says mishmuchshod ikone has reference to people. And the one who says Atrikune has reference to Neiser. Manditone Apigu Mishmuchshodikun. So what is Mishmuchshodikun? So, go to Chachomim Tume, the Rashbam. Go to Chachomim Tume, so if Agnu Virote, Lehapsi de Sabayu, Vyevu Shevi Dimoyim, Shevi Dimoyim, Virabeinu Pireish, in other words, they will be Mifagel Birotzi. Now, Pigle is a Nisa de Reis. Pigle. It's a Nisa de Reis to be Mifagel. So, but, there were some Kehanim who were Hoshit to be Mifagel deliberately in order to be Mapsi de Bali. But, the Yiras Miodom was much greater than the Yiras Hashem. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, Halavai shetiyeh mira shomayim ki mira posav adom. So memele the chachomim more misake, that if something, if kochim becomes pigol, so then it's mitamei. Now, so then they will be deterred, those chshuvim, those kiyarim, who are choshim, to be mifagei, would be deterred from being mifagei, because they know that it would become tomei. So, insofar as they, so why do they care? I mean, that it's tomei, but they do care that people shouldn't talk. So in other words, so as far as the people is concerned, so they can say, shake imoyim, but if it becomes tomei, so even if it's don't be shaking, so mele, it will still become tomei, so they'll be deterred from being mifagel birot. Kol chacham figol mifagel birot, rav sabayu lim shenei, v'rabenu pireish, that's Rashi. Oy tamacher, lifi sheshlomim, v'in keyen bohen o chozer shake, v'yishchetem bimeizi, v'shim chatos, kidei leich lon kolom. In other words, because a chatos, so is nechalom, so the Rav Kune, in order that they should be entitled to eat the whole basar, not just the chodesh sheik, so there was some ki'ani more choshul to shechtet l'shem chatos. V'lo yire, the people ela b'shechet b'masleche, mimenu chut v'lizmane. Now, if the shechtet v'lizmane, v'shmachatet v'lizmane, Hashem, that's not pigul. Pigul means, if at the time when he shechtet, so he has a machshove, al menas l'echo menu chut v'lizmane. V'ashechet shlomim l'shem chatos, ain't come pigul, and it's not even possible. Ela shalom l'bayi shem chavo, so he doesn't even become possible. L'epas. Mishim akre kone. So man iton a people mishim chshari kone. Man iton a neisa mishim asre kone. In other words, because some kianim were lazy, so they like to postpone the achile. So they use chomno misake, that if it's not eaten bismane, it becomes neisa. So then it should be mitame. So yisatzko ba achile. Ve'o adin li yisroel. Chadom akazayis. וחדו מקבייץ, מנדו מקזייץ כיסורי, מנדו מקבייץ כתומו עושה, חדו מקזייץ, מי המיטב הזה די, חדו מקבייץ, ובו לחוד ובפליקה, כיסורי ישרח לא עושה מקזייץ, כתומו עושה, תומסי יכולים בחבייץ, לטעמי אחר, לטעמי אחר. So, the now, this I mentioned last time. So this Gemara says that the Mishnah, which says, "Ha people vaneisa mitam nasir daim, sa ha pesach hachatzis mitam nasir daim." So that accords with Rabbi Nazar. So and Gemara says, "Alma mechatzis havel neisa, alma mechatzis havel neisa." So my father says, "Now the Yozua says in so many words that even according to Rabbi Nazar, so when does it become neisa? Only the next morning." But after Chatzis, it's not Nisa. But here the Gemara says in so many words that Alme Mechatzis Avon Nisa, Ma'am Tano Amar Nisa, Amar Nisa was Mazayi. So my father says, so we have to say it as Hashem Nisa Mdrabon, the Kontra was Mazayi. So since it cannot be Nechal after that, so it has Hashem Nisa Mdrabon. But one thing it can be deduced from this Gemara, that according to Rabbi Nazariah, so you cannot eat it. So my father explains it on the basis of a nisa, of a nisa rese, of the ochlus avos of balayla azeh. So that means, and balayla azeh, according to Rabbi Nazariah, means chatzis. That means that there is a nisa on the gavre to eat it after the zman. But as far as the zman achil in the hefti is concerned, so it's like all kochim kali. So mainly it's nechal kolalai. Now, the Yosameach says even a bigger finish. The Yosameach and the Rambam, so he says that according to the Rambam, so he says the same thing, that Pesach, so the two mitzvahs achile. One mitzvah achile is the mitzvah achile of ochel sapos b'larase. The second mitzvah achile is the achilas kochim. Is the achilas kochim. So the mele, the zman of chatzeis, relates to the mitzvah of achile of Pesach. But it also involves the mitzvah achilas kochim, like shol kochim kali. So the mele, as kochim, it can be eaten kol alayla. So the Yosemeach says that not only is there no iser in eating the Kol Pesach Halim the Rabbi Zamanazayev the Chatzeis, but there is even a mitzvah to eat it. Suppose he didn't eat it before Chatzeis, so he was mevatel mitzvah the Raise according to Rabbi Zamanazayev of Yochle Sabos Abalai Lazeh, but he is mechuyev to eat it mitzad mitzvah Zachilas Kochim. And since in the Heftze, so the Zman Achille is Lechol Kol Alaylo in the Heftze of Kochim, because Chatzeis, that's a shiur in the chiyum of the Gabre. So in many ways, if he didn't eat the confessor, kedem Chatzeis, so he's mechuyev mitzat mitzvah achilas kochim. He's mechuyev to eat it kol alayim. Now the question is, again, the Yosameach. Now, here the Gemara in Mishnah says, achar Chatzeis mitamei yaseh yadayim, achar Chatzeis mitamei yaseh yadayim, and the Gemara says, "Al mechatzis avu neisa, man tane omer v'isamaz nazari." All right. So my father says, in explaining the sheet of the Azura and the sheet of the Rambam, that it's neisam v'rabonon. But if it's neisam v'rabonon, so it's certainly osir. But the Yosemeach says that it's not osir to eat it. On the contrary, he didn't eat it before chatzis. So the kolit v'isamaz nazari was mevatel one mitzvah, but he's mechuyev to eat it in order to be mekayem l'chol hapoches the mitzvah of achilas kochim. But the Gemara says that it's neisar. How can it be neisar and still be mechuyev to eat it mitzad mitzvah of achilas kochim? So I don't know. Does anyone have the Rabbi Rabbi Peretz on Pesachim? He doesn't have anything. Okay, it's all right. Now the Rabbi Peretz on Pesachim Dav Gimel. So he says, "V'yesh leima." That sounds like that sounds very strange. What the parrot says, "V'yesh leima." Refid amrino kochim kali mitzvah leochlom b'yem rishen lo yochlom b'yem rishen eichlom b'yem sheni. וכן למצווה לאיכון בים רישן משום הוכה כל אלי נסר אף על פי שהוא מוטה באחר. So he says, לגבי שלומי, שלומי נכון משתי יום דבר לאחות, let's say the time was in Israq of Shlomi, was in Israq Sunday, Sunday morning, so it's Nechal, for the balance of the Sunday day, and the Sunday night, and the following Monday day. So the balance of the Sunday day, that's Yom Rishon. The Monday day, that's Yom Sheni. So he said, now, so those Kochim Kalim, let's say like Shlomo, that Necholim Mishnayom V'Laylo, so true, they are Necholim Mishnayom V'Laylo. But there is a mitzvah lechat chilem to eat it Yom Rishon. Even though it's Necholim Mishnayom V'Laylo, so in the Heftze is Nechal. But there is a mitzvah lechatchile to eat shlomi in the English, not to wait till Yom Sheni. If the dam was Mizrach Sunday morning, so lechatchile you're not supposed to postpone the eating of the shlomi till Monday morning. But in the Heftze, there's man achile in shnei yom. So lo yochlom erishnei chom Yom Sheni v'chim the mitzvah leichlom the Yom Rishon. So it can be called nud neiser. So the Yom Sheni is already called Neisa. Avol gav shu muta v'achir. So the Meile, so according to Rabbi Peretz, so there is no raya against the Yosemeach. So you could even say like the Yosemeach, that according to Rabbi Zer Nazarye, that the mitzvah, that Achilas Pesach is only at Chatzeis. That has to do with the mitzvah of Ochos HaPesach Razeh. But with the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, and Pesach is also Kochim Kalim, like all Kochim, so in Mele, that is Kol HaLayim. So even if he didn't eat it, so he was mevatel a mitzvah raise. He's a chayte. But why should he be mevatel another mitzvah? So my father says that the pot that says sakosu for the ochos sakosu for the lazim. Why is it mitzvah? Not to eat it at the chatzis. The Yosef Meir says no. It doesn't imply a mitzvah. It implies only a mitzvah of eating it kerem chatzis. But there is no Yisrael needing it after Chatzis. So if he didn't eat it before Chatzis, he was mevatel the Eser of Tom Pesach. But the Eser of Achilas Kotchin, Mitzvah the Eser of Achilas Kotchin, is mechuyev to eat it l'acher Chatzis. So why does the Mishnah say, Acher Chatzis mitame Yesa Yedai? Acher Chatzis mitame Yesa Yedai? So, Acher Chatzis mitame Yesa Yedai? And the Gemara says, that's according to Rabbi Lazar, Yahu Chatzis Amo Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Peretz, it's not so difficult what the Yosef Meir says. Because Rabbi Peretz says, even in connection with Shlomi, which I'm a holy Mishnah Yom Vailechon. But since there is a Lechatchile to eat the Shlomi, the Yom Rishon, not to wait till the Yom Sheni, so the Meile it has a Shem Neisa. What does it mean it has a Shem Neisa? With Rabbi Wat, Rabbi Peretz doesn't mention Rabbi Wat Aloches. So the Meile it could be that according to Rabbi Peretz, so Shlomi in Yom Sheni, is mitame es yadai, even though it's put al rochlom and he's mechuyev to eat it. But since lechatchile, so Shlomi is mechuyev to eat b'yom rishon, and there it's, so from Rabbi Peretz it appears that midraise, if there is a mitzvah lechatchile to eat Shlomi b'yom rishon, midraise. But since, now the whole, what is the more, the Mishnah calls it neiser in connection with what? With, in connection with tumas yadai. And why would the Chachomim misakei Tume and Aneser, Mishumatzli Kune. In other words, in order to induce Keanim, who otherwise are lazy, I mean Keanim or Israelim doesn't make any difference, into promptness. So Mimele, since there is a mitzvah lechatchile midraise, so wherever there is a mitzvah lechatchile midraise, to eat it, let's say, b'yom rishon, Shlomi, so Mimele, the takonis chachomim of tumas yadayim, which is Mishumatzli Kuhune, applies. So you can say like the Yosameya. So you can say like the Yosameya. So in other words, it's only name Neisea. It's called Neisea, not that it has dim of Neisea. It's not that it's affected with the Isa of Neisea. And not even with Rabbonon is it affected with the Isa of Neisea. But it has a Shem Neisea, because in regard to the Tumas Yodayim of Neisah, which was enacted on account of Atli Kuhune, so wherever there is a Chiyuv Lechatchile Midraise to eat it in a certain Zman, and he was Eiver that Lechatchile, even though he's Muta to eat it, and he's Mechuyev to eat it, so there's already Tumas Yodayim. This is what the Rabbi Peretz says. Yes, what is it?
Isn't the
pain
from the Gemara that when the Gemara discusses the Makotos of Yechiva and what the Nazaria is,
maybe it should be like Shlomi and Kotchikawin. So
the Gemara seems to equate the
dinner
of
Magabi Pesach
and
Makot.
The Gemara says,
"No, so the Gemara says, 'Hoyu Pesach Kotchikawin, Shlomi Kotchikawin, Mashlomi Mechonu Shliyomu Laleichot, Av Pesach Leikimleiles Mikom Yomim, V'Yinecha Lishneiles Yilechot.' So that's how Kedaitoch, according to Kedaitoch, Pesach should be eaten Lishneiles Yilechot. That's only so that I talk, but not only the Emes. Masha'inke to Nechal, Kol Alayu, that's only the Emes, according to the Yosef Meir. Yeah, all right, so that's only so that I talk, that it should have, even, it should Nechal Shnei Leilis V'yelechot. But, Lilayu Echot, so that's only the Emes, it can be. All right, so but before that, he eats the Kormor Giga Sudan, and Pesach is Nechol Aseiva, so Pesach he eats later. And first he eats the Birkesas, the Giga of Yudal. Now, so there is a Broche on the Achilas Psochi, on Achilas Pesach. And then on the Giges Yudalet there is a Broche on Achilas Zema. So suppose he was Miborei Birkes HaPesach, so he's Potter Eshel Zemach. if he was Mitzvah HaPesach, so he patterns the Zemach. He doesn't have to say an extra bracha. He doesn't have to say an extra bracha over the Zemach. Potter Eshel Zemach. Birech Eshel Zemach. Loi Potter Eshel Pesach. Diber Rabbi Shimon. Aber kibe ime alo izu poter ase zu, velo izu poter ase zu. So kol ito Rabbi Shmuel, if he said the brocher on the Pesach, Machilas Pesach, so he patterns the Zebach. And what if he said the brocher, Birka Zebach, he doesn't patter the Pesach. Even he has kavone to be eight on the Pesach, he doesn't patter the Pesach. He doesn't patter the Pesach. Now, Rabbi Kibbe says that not only is Birkas HaZebach doesn't pata Pesach, but even Birkas HaPesach doesn't pata Zebach. Now the Gemara explains it on the basis of the machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kibbe, whether Zrike is before Shviche or not. Now, there are certain components that require Zrike. Zrike means he stands mirochik from the Karne HaMizbeach. And Shviche means he just ishifei the dam and he stands close to it. So there are certain components that require zrik, and there are certain components that require shvich. Now Korban Pesach requires shvich. Now Korban Chagiga requires zrik. Now Rabbi Shmuel holds that all the components that require zrik, if instead of making his rike, so he made his shviche, and he said on his beach, so as he stands close to, so he poured the dam, so he sprinkled the dam, so then it's yot. So in other words, something that requires lechatchil is rike, so nosnon bishviche is yot. But something that requires shviche, so if nosnon bishviche is lo yot. So because of that, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Pira Birkas HaPesach, Hipotar Eshel Zebach." Why? Because in view of the fact that the Zebach, you could realize the Shviche also, they have it, and you'll be kind of mitzvah. So the Broche, even though here we are dealing with the Broche and the Achille, not on the Aveide, but since Shviche, it could be Eitze of the Vodr Gigi of Yudalit, the Shviche, so Mimele, if he made the Broche, Lachilas Psochim, so he patterned the Zebach, Mashein Kim Birechashel Zebach, he made the Broche and the Achille of the Zebach, Lachilas Vochim. And so he doesn't pattern the Shel Pesach. Why? Because Pesach requires Shviche, and Zrike will not be eaten. So in the Mele, the Broche and the Zebach, he is not Eile for the Korban Pesach. Birkas HaPesach before the Sabbath. Is there a Birkas HaPesach? Both have to have the Shem Lekinu Lachilom. Asha Kishon Tzveiso Vitzivonu Lechil HaPesach. Is there a Birkas HaZebach? Both Asha Kishon Tzveiso Vitzivonu Lechil HaZebach. Vehai Zebach. Hainergigas Yudaled Havoim HaPesach. Inamen Nidorim Nidobes Shehichrim Erev HaPesach. Veich Lom Vilil HaPesach. Pluk Nerom Shmoy Rabbi Kivim Fushim Tani Dvore. Hoi Tassinam Vich HaZevach Vodas HaPesach Vich HaPesach Vodas HaZevach Diva Rabbi Shmoy. So the Machleikes between Rabbi Shmoy and Rabbi Kivim is on the question as to whether Zrike is Bichol Shmiche or not. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zrike is Bechal Shviche. So all the components that require Zrike L'chatchile, so Yom Osom B'Shviche is Yotzo. And Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Yotzo. The Rambam is very difficult, because the Rambam passed like Rabbi Akiva here, that Lo Yizu Poter Ezezu, Lo Yizu Poter Ezezu. So maybe the Rambam would be expected to pass that Zrike is Lav Bichlal Shviche. Lav Bichlal Shviche. So, but the korbanos that requires the key most of the shvicha lo yotzo. But the Rambam, even though he paskins lo yizu poteres ezu, so he still paskins that kol azvochim shedilam bizrike imosam bishlich yosam. So that's a very difficult problem. Alright. Now, there is another difficulty in this mission. There is a halacha that all the birchas hamitzvah has to be able as yosam. And then there is also a halacha that you eat the zevach first and then you eat the Pesach, because the Pesach is nechal al asim. So b'meile, how can we visualize this whole case of birich, birkas ha-Pesach, whether it's potashel zevach or is not potashel zevach? Now, when does he have to say the birkas ha-Pesach? Eivel asiyoso. Before he eats the korban Pesach. But the korban Pesach, he eats after he eats the korban zevach, the yudalet. So Mimele, how can Rabbi Shmuel say that Birkas HaPesach? So he's Birkas HaZevach. He has to. When does he say the broche of Birkas HaPesach? Eivel Asiyoso. Before he eats the Korban Pesach. Before he eats the Korban Pesach. That's after he finished eating the Korban Zevach. So it's Lach Asiyoso. And there is a loche that it has to be Eivel Asiyoso. So there's a Ruach. There's a Ruach sheeting it. That the Eved, even Lacharasi Yosson, so is Yeitze. So the Yosohua mentions this Mishnah as one of the highest. That the whole Aloha of Eved Lasi Yosson is only Lechatchile. But it's not the Eved, if he didn't make the Broche, Kedem Asi Yosson, so Mimele, he has to say it, Lacharasi Yosson. So Mimele, true, he ate the Kobe. And he didn't make a Broche before that. Now he's going to eat the Korban Pesach. So he made the broche on the Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Potach Eshel Zevach, even though he already had eaten the Zevach. But if he didn't make it Kedem Asi Yosson, so he has to make it Lachar Asi Yosson. So the question is, this broche of Lachilas Psochim, Lechel Es HaPesach, Shom Tzeisav Yitzvonu Lechel HaPesach, whether he can be eaten on the Zevach, even though it's already Lachar Asi Yosson. So that's the Yosef. So this is one of the Yosef. Now, of course, the Rambam is chilek. Now, what does the Rambam do with that Mishnah? So the Meiri says, the Meiri is based upon the Shiddes Rambam. What is it? There's an air raid alarm here. What is it? So he says as follows. Birer birkes ha-pesach, poter eshal zelach. Binyen zeh bizman bis ha-migdashu. Sho yishal mi chagigah boim im ha-pesach. Li yis achir es ha-pesach la-seva. Kmu yishe bi-am. Ba'acha shekidish vitoval bi-yiro keis. Bikor ha-agode. U birer ha-meitzi. Neiter matzo u-more ke-echot. U mi-borech la-achir as-matzo u-more. Vinot al-kolechot bifnei atzmei. מבורך על כל אחד בפני עצמי והכך מבורך בגיגי על אכיל עשה זבח ואיכל ממנו אכילו והכך מבורך על הפסח על אכיל עשה פסח ואיכל. So he mentions the Seder, I mean the proper Seder. So first he says the ברוך העבר עשי יוסון על אכיל עשה זבח ואיכל ממנו תחילו והכך מבורך על הפסח על אכיל עשה פסח ואיכל וחיזה לסדוסי עם so ואיכל. Then he says, V'chizer l'sidosei im psar ha-gige, u'mashlim sidosei b'psar ha-pesach, k'dei sh'tehei achilosi la-seiva. V'yomar achshov, sh'birkas ha-pesach b'teresh shel zevach. V'im birech t'chila la-pesach, eini tzorich l'vorech la-zevach, avo shel zevach l'poteres ha-pesach. So the way the Meiri discusses it, so there is no raya. There is no raya, because the Meiri, and that's based upon the Shittas Rambam, that even though there is a haloche, that Pesach is nechal ha-seiva, so you must conclude the meal, the achille, with the achilles ha-Pesach, but that doesn't mean that you cannot start eating the korban Pesach until you finish eating everything else. No. So the Seder, the Seder is that first he says a broche on the zevach, on the tigas yudalet, and you eat. How much do you eat? I suppose because I eat. He doesn't say how much. Then, after he has he started to eat of the Pesach Yudalet, he makes a bracha on the Pesach, and he eats of the Pesach. How much does he eat of the Pesach? I suppose also a kazayis. And then, after, so first he eats a kazayis of the Zemach. Then he makes a bracha on the Pesach, he eats a kazayis of the Pesach. Then he takes again the Pesach Yudalet and he finishes. There is more to the kazayis. And then, when he's ready to conclude the Sude, so then he concludes the Sude by eating more of the Pesach. But the first kazayis of Pesach is not eaten. Is not eaten at the end of the Sude. But in the middle of the Sude. Now, through the Rizaloche of a Pesach Nechol HaSeiva, what I mentioned in the public here, I mentioned that the Shita Sarambam is being in regard to Matzah and being in regard to Pesach. So even though there is a chiyuv just to eat a kazayis, but if he eats more than a kazayis, there is a mitzvah kiyumis. And the same thing applies to matzah. So memele, as long as the less kazayis, I mean as the less kazayis of the sude, I mean as long as the sude will be concluded with the kazayis of Pesach, so memele he will be kain the aloche of Pesach Nechol HaSeif. It doesn't mean that every bit of the Pesach has to be eaten al HaSeif. As long as one kazayis of Pesach is eaten al HaSeif, so it's all right. But that's because the Shittas HaRambam is that even though he's mechuyev to eat only kazayis, but if he eats more, so there is a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, the Miri Shittas, so memele there is no kashe. According to the Miri, there is no raya from the Mishneh that the Eved, so Birkas HaMitzvah does not have to be evil as yourself. Because it can be like this. So of course, the proper Seder is that first he says the Brocha and the Zemach, and he eats a kazayis of the Zemach. And then he makes a Brocha on the Pesach, and he eats a kazayis of the Pesach. Then he eats more of the Zemach. And then at the end of the Sudeh, he eats the rest of the Pesach. But suppose he ate one kazayis. He ate one kazayis of the Zemach. He didn't make a Brocha. Now he makes a Brocha of the Pesach, according to the Miri. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Bira, Birkas HaPesach, Potter Shel Zevach. But you ask, so the Yosef asks, but how is it Potter Shel Zevach? It will not be over as your son. But the answer is, after he'll eat one Kazayis of the Pesach, he'll eat more of the Zevach. So it will be over as your son. Be over as your son. Now, and this Miri is based upon the Shittas HaRambam. Because the Rambam says, in Perek Ches Brachos Chometz HaMatzot, so he says, he gives Halacha Bor, so he says, "V'hakach mivorech al tos yadayim, v'nei tuli alav sheli shal yisi yadayim k'shas pesa agode, v'kiyach shunir kikim, v'chel kiyach mem, v'meliach porot b'sa sholim, v'echa mislach noretz." Then he says, "V'hakach kirech matzo morek ha'achas, v'itam v'chare yises, v'vorech." Then he says, "Now v'chel zayim, v'hakach mivorech bo uchata b'shem alakinu malach hoilo, asher shonim tzizem v'tzimon lachil asa zevach, v'eichel b'sa agide sa abosot tchilo, v'vorech Boruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shel Tzivut Tzivot. Umborech. So first he says, Akach Miborech. Boruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher Shom Tzeis Mitzivonu Al Achilas HaZevach. Veichel Mipsar Gigas Abroso Tchilo. Umiborech. Boruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher Shom Tzeis Mitzivonu Al Achilas HaPesach. Veichel Mikufi Shel Pesach. And then he says, Veachakach Mimshach Visude Veichel Kol Ma Sheu Reitzel Reachel. Vishayse, kol ma shoreitzel vishteis, uvachreino, eichel mitzara pesach afu kazayis. So the Rambam also mentions that he first, he says a brocha on the zevach, and he eats one kazayis of the zevach. And then he says a brocha on the pesach, and he eats one kazayis of the pesach. And then he keeps on eating. The Rambam doesn't spell out what the Miri spells out, that after he ate one kazayis of the zevach, and then he ate one kazayis of the pesach, so then he eats more of the zevach. That he doesn't eat. But the Rambam does say that first he eats of the Zerach, and then he makes the Broch and he eats the Zerach of the Pesach, and then he keeps on eating the Sudeh, so he can eat. I mean, who? What? He is, when the Rambam says, V'akar, Nimshav, V'sudeh, V'ekol, Komash, Yoreitz, L'Echeil, so in the expression, Eichol, Komash, Yoreitz, L'Echeil, is included also more of the Zerach.